Welcome to episode number 44 of the Electrical Estimator Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most critical and often misunderstood parts of electrical estimating, backup power systems. That includes generators, transfer switches, and uninterruptible power supply systems, or UPS. These systems are the safety net of every facility. When the lights go out, they keep the building alive. Hospitals depend on them to save lives. Data centers rely on them to protect information, and manufacturing plants use them to keep production running. But from an estimator's perspective, backup power systems are some of the most complex and risk-laden parts of a bid. The equipment is expensive, the coordination is intense, and the installation must meet strict code requirements. If you underestimate the cost or misunderstand the scope, you can turn what looks like a profitable project into a financial headache. So today, we're going to break it all down. How to approach these systems, how to price them accurately, and what pitfalls to avoid. Let's start with the purpose. Backup power systems exist to provide electricity when the normal utility supply fails or fluctuates. Generators supply emergency or standby power, while UPS systems protect sensitive equipment from interruptions, surges, and brownouts. The difference is timing. A generator takes several seconds to start and come online, while a UPS provides instantaneous power through batteries or capacitors. Many facilities use both UPS for short-term protection and a generator for long-term operation. From an estimating standpoint, the first thing you need to do is understand the system type and configuration. Not all backup systems are created equal. A small office might have a 50-kilowatt standby generator feeding a few emergency lights and data racks. A hospital could have a 2-megawatt diesel system with multiple automatic transfer switches, paralleling gear, and redundant UPS modules. Each design has different costs, and each comes with its own challenges. Start with the one-line diagram and the specifications. Identify every component: generator, automatic transfer switch, fuel system, exhaust piping, load bank connections, and UPS modules. Make sure you understand how they connect to the building's main distribution system. Follow the flow of power from the generator through the switchgear to the feeders to the loads. Every connection point represents labor, material, and coordination. Next, determine who is responsible for what. Some projects specify that the generator vendor provides the transfer switch and associated controls. Others expect the electrical contractor to furnish and install everything. Clarify that early. Misunderstanding equipment responsibility is one of the most common causes of change orders in backup power work. If the vendor provides only the generator skid, you'll still need to include conduits, feeders, fuel system wiring, remote enunciators, and concrete pads. Let's talk about site conditions. Where is the generator going to sit? Is it outdoors or indoors? Will it require a weatherproof enclosure, a sound-attenuated housing, or a sub-base fuel tank? Outdoor generators may need concrete pads, bollards, and grounding grids. Indoor generators might need exhaust ducting and vibration isolation. All of that adds cost, and you need to capture it. Fuel systems are another key part of generator installations. Diesel systems require piping between the tank and the generator, along with sensors for fuel level and leaks. Natural gas systems require coordination with the utility and pressure regulators. These components might not appear clearly on the electrical drawings, but they affect your scope. Review the mechanical drawings too, because fuel piping and venting often cross between trades. Now let's talk about labor. Installing a generator is not like setting a panel board. These machines are heavy, complex, and often located in hard-to-reach areas. You'll need rigging, cranes, and specialized labor for setting the unit. Include time for unloading, placement, alignment, and connection. Add supervision and coordination hours for working with the generator vendor and mechanical contractor. Automatic transfer switches are another major piece of the puzzle. Each one requires conduit, wiring, and programming. Some systems use a single switch for the entire facility. Others use multiple switches, feeding different panels. Check the ampacity, voltage, and configuration. Open transition, close transition, or bypass isolation. Each type has different costs and installation requirements. UPS systems introduce their own challenges. A UPS is essentially a combination of rectifiers, batteries, and inverters that provide clean, uninterrupted power. They come in all sizes, from small rack-mounted units for offices to room-sized systems for data centers. When estimating, identify the rating, voltage, and runtime requirements. The longer the runtime, the more batteries you'll need. And batteries mean weight, ventilation, and space concerns. Don't forget the battery racks, disconnects, and ventilation requirements. UPS rooms must be designed for safety, including spill containment and temperature control. Estimators must allow for these items, even if they're shown under by others. If the UPS is lithium-ion, you may need special fire detection and suppression systems. Those are coordination costs you can't ignore. Let's pause for a story. A few years ago, I worked on a retrofit for a financial data center. The drawings showed two 750-kilowatt generators in a remote yard, feeding paralleling switchgear inside the building. During the site visit, I noticed that the specified equipment couldn't fit through the existing doorway. The engineer hadn't checked clearances. We caught it before bid day and included rigging, wall removal, and reinstallation in the estimate. The competitor didn't, and they paid for it later. That one detail made the difference between profit and loss. The lesson is simple. Always verify access and logistics when estimating heavy equipment. Now let's talk about commissioning and testing. Backup power systems are held to a higher standard than typical electrical systems. They must perform flawlessly during outages, and that means extensive testing. The specifications may call for factory testing, field acceptance testing, and integrated system testing. Factory testing is usually included in the equipment price, but field testing and commissioning are not. As the estimator, you must include labor for coordination, witnessing, and troubleshooting. You may also need to provide load banks for testing generators under full load. Those rentals are not cheap. Commissioning also includes coordination with the owner's representative, engineers, and sometimes local inspectors. The National Fire Protection Association requires acceptance testing for emergency and standby systems, and many owners require third-party commissioning agents. If a commissioning agent is involved, plan for multiple visits, documentation, and sign-offs. Every hour your crew spends waiting for a test counts as labor you should have carried in your estimate. Let's move to controls and communication. Modern backup systems are smart. They integrate with building automation systems, fire alarm, and even energy management software. Estimators must include all required control wiring, monitoring points, and interface devices. For example, a generator might require a remote annunciator inside the building, communication cabling between multiple transfer switches, and network connections to the control room. Those control circuits can add hundreds of feet of conduit and cable. Don't let them slip through the cracks. Grounding is another area that's often overlooked. Generators require a properly sized grounding electrode system and bonding to the main service. UPS systems need separate grounding conductors to prevent noise on sensitive equipment. Grounding materials, especially copper, can be expensive. Review the specifications carefully and make sure your quantities are accurate. Sound and vibration are also cost drivers. Many generators require sound attenuation to meet local noise ordinances. That may mean acoustic enclosures, mufflers, or isolation pads. If the generator is located near occupied spaces, these items are not optional. They're essential. Include them in your estimate, even if they appear on the mechanical or architectural drawings. Another major factor is utility coordination. When you install a generator or UPS system, you often have to coordinate shutdowns, tie-ins, and inspections with a utility company. That means planning, overtime, and sometimes weekend work. Estimators should include time for those outages, along with temporary power or bypass feeders, to keep critical loads operational. Now let's talk about vendor quotes. For both generators and UPS systems, you'll rely heavily on manufacturer pricing. These quotes can vary widely, depending on brand, size, and features. Always request written quotes early and confirm that they include freight, startup, and warranty. Ask vendors to identify what's excluded, because if they don't supply it, you'll be paying for it. Examples include exhaust piping, batteries, or control wiring. A seasoned estimator always cross-checks vendor quotes against the specifications. If the spec calls for a specific brand or sound level, make sure the quote matches. Don't assume equal means acceptable. Many times, the lowest-priced equipment doesn't meet the spec, and you'll end up replacing it later at your own expense. Another lesson learned: always carry an allowance for miscellaneous materials. Backup power systems involve fittings, connectors, grounding lugs, and weatherproof seals that don't always show up in takeoffs. A small percentage, say 1% to 2% of material cost, can cover those unknowns. Risk management is a big part of this type of estimating. Backup systems carry higher risk because the equipment is expensive and custom built. Once it's ordered, it can't easily be returned or exchanged. That means any mistake in your estimate is magnified. Double-check dimensions, voltages, and accessories before bid day. If possible, have another estimator review your takeoff. A second set of eyes can save thousands of dollars. Let's talk briefly about schedule impact. Generators and UPS systems often have long lead times, sometimes 20 to 30 weeks. Owners and general contractors may push for early procurement or temporary systems. Estimators should include costs for temporary power or partial installations if the schedule demands it. So how do you price backup power systems accurately? The answer is simple but not easy. Break the work into clear, manageable parts: equipment, installation labor, feeders, controls, grounding, testing, and commissioning. Assign labor units based on real-world conditions and use vendor quotes for major equipment. Verify everything, clarify everything, and document everything. Let me leave you with one more story. On a high-rise project downtown, we installed a 1.5-megawatt rooftop generator. The original estimate missed the cost of the crane lift because the estimator assumed the general contractor would handle it. The lift required street closures, permits, and a weekend operation. Total cost? $40,000. The project survived, but the profit margin didn't. That one oversight turned a winning bid into a painful lesson. As we close out today's episode, here's the bottom line. Estimating backup power systems is about precision and foresight. You're not just pricing a piece of equipment. You're pricing reliability, safety, and performance. These systems protect lives, data, and operations. And that means your estimate must protect your company. When you take the time to understand every part of the system, from the generator to the UPS, from the controls to the commissioning, you give your team the confidence to deliver a system that works every time, even when everything else goes dark. Thank you for listening to the iBid Electric podcast. Estimating backup power systems is challenging, but it's also one of the most satisfying parts of our profession. Because when the power fails and your system starts up perfectly, you'll know your estimate helped make that happen. And that's something to be proud of.